You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago's annual Vestathon to raise money for the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation. To donate, please visit cpdvest.com. Now, here's David Hochberg.
You gonna fire the bagpipes? There we go. Smooth takeoff here, everybody. This is our fourth annual Vestathon. You were hearing the men and women of the bagpipes and drums of the Emerald Society of the Chicago Police Department. Today, we are focusing our attention not on real estate, not on fixing your basement, not on taking care of your plumbing challenges, getting rid of your rodents, or the other different topics that we cover on the show. We are bringing awareness to the ridiculousness of the city of Chicago that they do not buy replacement vests for their officers of the Chicago Police Department. I met a gentleman in the studio with me, Alderman Matt O'Shea of the Fighting 19, about 5 years ago, 6 years ago, and I've been trying to get that introduction out of my mind ever since. I've been trying to run from him, but he keeps following me everywhere I go. He told me about this, and somebody lives in Northbrook that has nothing. I used to live in Chicago. I used to have a couple of condos down here. It just absolutely frosted my petunias here when you told me that you're having pancake breakfasts to fund bulletproof vests. And also in studio, Maureen Begain, Director of Operations, Chicago Police Memorial Foundation. And I'm like, we got to do something about it. And that was right when COVID started. We were supposed to do the first one, then COVID knocked us out. So this is our fourth. And we've raised millions of dollars for the cause. And brought, more importantly, we brought awareness. Can you just give us a quick snapshot before we bring Maureen on here about where we've come, where we started, and where we're at today?
Sure, David. Thank you. Chicago Police Memorial Foundation kicked off this initiative back in 2014. To date, they have purchased more than 15,000 bulletproof vests to protect our officers at a significant cost. And you know, this event that you and I have worked together on continues to promote awareness and support for our officers, and it's just an honor to be a part of it. Thank you.
Thank you. Maureen, yes. Begain, you are the, I got to say it right, Director of Operations Chicago Police Memorial Foundation. What does that mean, and what do you do?
So really working closely with the Chicago Police Department day in and day out to make sure we're taking care of active duty officers and as well as the families of our fallen and catastrophically injured officers. As Matt said, this initiative started in 2014 under the direction of the executive director of the Memorial Foundation, Phil Klein, recognizing that officers just don't routinely replace their vests as they should. And we wanted to make sure that, you know, they're protected. And the initiative has been hugely popular and supported by members of the community such as you. Thank you so much, David, and your entire team for doing this, you know, for the last 4 years.
The officers of the surrounding, pretty much every surrounding suburb of Chicago, replace their officers, all of the police forces, has a budget line to replace the bulletproof vests. And the reason like we're doing this is because our listeners might not know this. The bulletproof vests need to be replaced per the manufacturer's guidelines and specifications and recommendations every 5 years due to the fact that the material, the bulletproof material, breaks down, degradates, and body styles. We have an officer that got shot who's going to talk about, Edwin, come on later in the show to talk about how his vest that he got at the academy didn't fit him the same as it was, as it did when he graduated the academy. Mm-hmm. And a lot of our listeners have no clue that the men and women of the Chicago Police Department have to buy their own replacement bulletproof vests. That's absolutely ridiculous. And I just don't understand why there's not more of an uproar and why I have to do this every single year to raise awareness so we could raise funds. Our goal is 400 vests. At $500 a pop, that's 200 grand. We're out of the box right now with 15 Gs, actually more. Willie Wilson gave $1,000. Attorney David Petrich gave $2,500. So we're off to a screaming start. We're almost at we're almost at 20 grand, and we're not even coming into the first break. So I want to start this right now. We're going to come back. We've got a couple of business owners. Dante from Goodnight Johnny Boy raised $15,000 last year. He's stepping up again. My good friend Greg Garbeau of Chicago Culinary Kitchen Palatine. You buy a sandwich there, buy a special type of beer today. All the beer money there. He's going to have a hat out for the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation. And here's the important thing. And I say this every year, and I'm sorry for saying it every year. But when I go out of town and somebody says, where are you from? I say Chicago. I don't say Northbrook, Illinois. And they're like, oh, where in Chicago are you from? I'm from Northbrook. All right, I'm from St. Charles. So if you're from St. Charles, you're from Chicago, right? You're from Oak Brook, you're from Chicago, right? You're up in Zion, you're from Chicago, right? That's how we identify. We root for the Chicago Bears. We root for the Chicago Cubs, White Sox, Blackhawks, and Bulls, that high school team we have on the west side playing right now. But that's, I digress. Okay, we identify ourselves as Chicagoans, okay? And that means a lot. There's 8 million people in the Chicago area right now. So when you fly in and out of O'Hare and you fly in and out of Midway, the men and women of the Chicago Police Department in their light blue blouses and their light blue shirts are protecting you when you're coming in out of Chicago. When you cross that line into the 606 zip code, and I know I got to hit a big Benny, and we're going to go to a break here. When you come into the city of Chicago to see a sporting event, a concert, to do business, to have dinner, to do whatever the hell you did, see your kids, you cross that 606 zip code and get in the city of Chicago, the men and women of the Chicago Police Department have your backs. And that's why we're here. That's what we're doing. If you want to donate, 100% of the funds go to the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation. Phone lines are open, 872-262-8378. 872-262-8378, cpdvest.com. One of our sponsors, Mr. Floor, if you go to MrFloor.com, buy anything, promo code WGN, portion of the sales will go towards the Vestathon today. Thanks, Dave Schluter, for donating $1,000. We're going to take a quick break, 312-981-7200. We got a bunch of giveaways we're going to cover after the break. 312-981-7200 is the phone number, but the phone number you want to call to donate, 872-262-8378, or go to cpdvest.com. That's C for Chicago, P Police, D Vest.com. Play us out, Bagpipes, and we're going to pay some bills. Be right back. Thank you to the men and women of the Bagpipes and Drums of the Emerald Society, Chicago Police Department. We're going to let that go for a little bit. Just want to let everybody know phone lines are open right now, 872-262-8378. I am donating a Team Hochberg suite to the Pittsburgh Penguins, Chicago Blackhawks game on April 6th, $1,000 per pair. Okay, one grand, a charitable donation. We have six pairs. Okay, $1,000 a pair. Let's buy at least, 12 vests. Okay, let's buy 12 vests. Team Hochberg, I'm gonna supply the food and the booze and the beverage and the dessert cart. Everybody that donates, 872-262-8378, cpdvest.com. Everybody that donates at least $500 today that buys a vest is going to be entered to win a fishing trip for a bunch of your friends. I got to find out how many people. But Ballard's Black Island in Morson, M-O-R-S-O-N. How do you pronounce that, Maureen?
Morson. I got other things to do.
Morson. Hang on, Greg. Morson, Ontario is going to win the trip. Hold on. Greg, you're very busy. You got other things to do. Sorry.
No. Right.
You're going to be donating. What are you doing up there at Chicago Culinary Kitchen, buddy?
Hey, David, how are you?
Good.
Thanks for always making me French. I really appreciate that because you never can pronounce my last name. But anyways, our friends at Kronbacher were graciously enough allowed to donate a great keg of beer for us, Kronbacher.
Okay.
And for every beer that we sell of Kronbacher, we will give that donation back to you and to the CPD.
All right, and you're located up in Palatine. What's the best barbecue?
2391 North Hicks in Palatine, Illinois, Chicago Culinary Kitchen.
Chicago Culinary Kitchen. Every purchase of a, what's the name of the beer again, Greg?
The Kroenbacher.
Kroenbacher will be donated to the yep. Chicago Police Memorial Foundation. Thank you very much, Greg. Thank you, your beautiful bride. Thank Jay. And go in there, get some beer. And thanks for your donation, buddy. Appreciate you participating.
Thanks, buddy.
Take care. 312-981-7200. Julie Harrigan. Harrington.
Julie Harrigan, the owner of...
Oh, it's got Harrington here. So I'm bad with names, and John's make it even worse. Thanks, John. All right. So Harrington? Harrington.
Julie Harrigan, owner and operator of the original Pancake House Beverly, who provides the delicious breakfast tomorrow.
Wants to say hi, and she donated $2,500. So she's calling in later. Thank you, Julie. We're off to a roaring start. Again, Team Hochberg has put up our Chicago Blackhawks suite up in the penthouse. $1,000 pair of ticket, six pairs. 872-262-8378. So, Maureen, let's talk about bulletproof vests. Yep. You were a member of the Chicago Police Department. How long did you serve?
I was on for 30 years.
30 years. And a lady called in, wants to know if you went to St. Barbara High School.
I did not, but that would be my sister Marie. She did go to St. Barbara's. I went to Maria.
You went to Maria. Okay, so maybe for the answer to that text, you could donate a couple of bucks there, right? We got you the answer to your question. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and phone line. But today we're concentrating on this number, 872-262-8378, cpdvest.com. Talk about bulletproof vests and the importance of them and why we need to replace them.
Yeah, so there, I mean, as Edwin had, Gramajo, who will be on in a little bit, has so perfectly put it, it's one of the most important pieces of equipment that officers have. Vest warranties expire every 5 years, so it's suggested or recommended that they be replaced. The fiber breakdown is basically because of care, and maintenance of the vest, whether you throw them in your trunk at the end of the tour, they get creased, sweat, which I remember the summer of 95, I started the job in 92, summer of 95 was incredibly hot. Your vest was soaked through by the end of the night. And unfortunately, I didn't buy my own replacement vest until 2008. So I rolled the dice for all those years, which is exactly what we don't want our officers to do anymore.
Why do you have to roll the dice when the officers in Northbrook, Wheeling, I'm going to go around my town, Northbrook, Wheeling, Glenview, Deerfield, Highland Park, Buffalo Grove, and a number of others, Illinois State Police, they get replacement vests every 5 years. Mm-hmm. What the hell is going on in the city of Chicago that I won't go political here because I could go political, but I'm trying not to, and I'm doing my Kegel exercises and trying not to go off the rails here.
Stay focused.
Thank you, Alderman. Voice of reason over here, an alderman. Okay, what's going on? Why aren't they provided?
I can't answer that question. All I know is Phil recognized this void. Phil was the superintendent of the Chicago Police Department for many years. He recognized that officers don't spend the money on themselves. Our money goes to our kids and tuitions and braces right. and everything else. So he recognized the void, and that's why he and the foundation stepped up when they did. And we're happy to be able to do this. And again, we've spent nearly $6 million on vests since 2014. And the program is hugely successful. We've got, again, great community members stepping up, and we're just grateful to be able to do it.
Okay, so the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation has a line item in the budget for bulletproof vests. The Chicago Police Memorial Foundation also does a lot of other things, very valuable things, other than buy replacement bulletproof vests. Not degrading that. I'm not downplaying that. I'm just letting our listeners, we're bringing sunshine to this ridiculous opportunity here to make changes, okay? What else does the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation do that our listeners might not have any idea that you do?
Sure. We very proudly are able to give immediate financial assistance to the families of officers who are killed or catastrophically injured. We pay the education for students or the children of those officers. I actually just got a text last night from Cedric Brumley. His daughter, Kaylin Brumley, has been accepted to Rush Medical School.
Mazel tov.
So we'll be assisting, awesome. Or we'll be paying for her medical school.
Good for her.
He was paralyzed in a car wreck many years ago. So 24 kids, we're spending about $440,000 a year on tuition right now.
$440,000 a year is going towards these kids. And you also have a line item to buy replacement vests. Our job today is to take the line item for the replacement vest that's in your budget and move it over to take care of the kids. and take care of the families. How about mental wellness? How about can you dive deeper into that? Because that's sure. the biggest thing right yeah. now, right? That's at the forefront, mental wellness. Somebody loses a family member or a family member gets hurt on the job. Can you talk about the services that you provide there? Not that sure. the students aren't great. That's phenomenal. Well, how about the other services you provide? Sure.
Again, Phil Klein recognized this need many years ago with officer suicides being prevalent, and he started very early on with the foundation an annual wellness seminar. We just had one last Wednesday out in Oak Brook, and we had 300 attendees from Chicago and even surrounding agencies to learn more about what we can do to support the families and what we can do for just overall officer wellness. As an extension of that, we just replaced gym equipment in 27 CPD facilities to assist officers with their just overall health maintenance. You know, mental and physical go together. And so we'll continue. We're actually going to be replacing a few more gyms in the coming months. So we'll continue with those efforts for our active duty officers as well.
Alderman, Maureen was talking about how, you know, they take the money that they get for the vests and they have to move it to someplace else, you know. You have a lot of police and fire in the 19th Aldermatic Ward. You have a ton of them. You know things happen, right? Life happens. These men and women get a stipend. That stipend's taxed. So you get $1,800 for your clothing and protective wear. Out of that $1,800, you might walk away with $1,200 after taxes. That's $100 a month to take care of your clothes. You got to get shirts. You got to get trousers. You got to get shoes. You got to get outerwear. You got to get hats. You got to get gloves. You've got to get a gun. You've got to get bullets. You've got to be proficient. How many times do you have to test as an officer for your proficiency with your gun?
Once a year.
Mm-hmm. And how many times does an officer typically go to a range?
Generally, it's recommended at least monthly.
Monthly. So the officers in your district are investing money on their protective wear, you know, their outerwear, their shirts and their guns and everything. It's a lot of money. Can you address that in 30 seconds before we got to bring the bagpipes in?
Sure. Chicago police officers, they're raising a family. They're paying a mortgage. They're paying tuition. They don't think of themselves. They think of others around them first. And so these vests, oftentimes were 5-10 years past their shelf life. And that's what this is all about. This is about the city stepping up and helping to protect and support our police officers.
It absolutely frosts me that we have to do this. Jim Mullins, $1,000 donation. Thank you very much. You're hearing the bagpipes and drums of the Emerald Society of the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation. Go to MrFloor.com, promo code WGN. Igor is donating a portion of all sales today to the Vestathon. Thanks to Dave Schluter for donating. Thanks to Judy Hogle, the Mega Pros, for donating. These are all experts on my show. 312-981-7200. Forget that number today. We're going with 872-262-8378. That number is 872-262-8378. Go to cpdvest.com. That's cpdvest.com. We're still trying to get the money for the box up at the United Center for Blackhawks game on Sunday versus, I think it's April 6th, for the Pittsburgh Penguins. Coming up next, we have Dionne Moon, the mother of fallen police officer Ariana Preston, after the news. Thank you to the bagpipes and drums of the Emerald Society of the Chicago Police Department. Phone number to donate, Matt?
872-262-8378.
You want to say a little slower so people might be able to get it there, Alderman?
872-262-8378.
And the website?
cpdvest.com.
Carol Brookfield, thank you for your donation. Cora L. in Chicago. Suzanne S. in Lombard. I love when the suburbs donate. Mendel High School alumni Andy Upel, $1,000. Mendel men are gentlemen. Okay, I guess you donate $1,000, I'll say anything. So there you go. Everybody that donates at least $500 is entered into winning up to four passes to go to, or six people could go on this $13,000 value to Black Island. It's a fishing trip. So everybody that buys a vest that donates at least $500 will get entered into the drawing that the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation will have after, and we will announce next weekend's show. Phone number one more time, Alderman Slow.
872-262-8378.
And the website one more time.
cpdvest.com.
Right, if you talk anymore, we got to pay you extra. We have in here, we're honored to have, Deon Moon. You're the mother of fallen police officer Ariana Preston. Horrifically lost her life on her way home, not even on duty anymore, close to her home. Can you talk about that experience? I, as a father of three girls, I don't even know how you're sitting here. So I applaud you for being able to sit here and talk about it. I'd still be in therapy myself, but okay, well, there you go. So can you talk, why are you here? And how were you able to build yourself back to get here? And what does the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation mean to you? So three questions. You take them any direction you want.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. And to your statement, I have an amazing support group that helps me make things like today possible to talk to you. The Chicago Police Memorial Foundation has been an amazing group for me, to me, mm-hmm. and my family since May 6th. They have been amazing.
What type of services did they provide to you and your family to help you? You'll never get over it.
No.
I mean, it'll be with you until they. Your last dying breath. But what support services do they provide to you and to your family and are still providing mm-hmm. to help you manage and cope with this grief and loss?
Well, definitely they provided emotional support, mm-hmm. which is to me the most important, and also financial support to our family going through that tough time, and we are forever grateful to have them part of our journey.
Talk about your daughter. Introduce your daughter to our listeners.
That makes me smile for you to even ask such a question. Ariana was an amazing person. She's an amazing child. Very educated, very grounded, very outspoken, even though she's very small.
Packed a punch.
Yes. All 100 pounds, she packed a punch. She was determined to make a difference in the community, a difference in her life. She just wanted to be an amazing officer. She wanted to be a hero. She was just an amazing person.
She was off duty when she was attacked.
Yes, she was.
And she fought back.
Yes, she did.
And that makes you proud.
Very proud. She could have chose any career, but community policing was her thing. She wanted to help the community. She was a phenomenal student, so she could have been a teacher, doctor, lawyer, but she chose to be a police officer.
What was it about being? Was she born in Chicago? Was she raised in Chicago?
She was born in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay, and when did you move to Chicago?
Oh, probably a year after.
Year after. Yeah. So she's a Chicago girl.
Yes, she is definitely a Chicago girl.
Okay, grew up on the streets of Chicago. What was it about CPD that got her excited to want to enter the academy?
I think just always wanting to help, just to help someone. She was big on that. I raised her like that, mm-hmm. to be helpful to people, especially people that can't help themselves. So I think that was one of the big things. Plus, watching a little CSI. And
so when you got the call,
yes,
it had to be the worst day of your life.
The worst, and still the worst.
I wouldn't be here today. I applaud you for being here, and thank you, Jennifer, for being in Chicago, for your very kind and thoughtful donation. For the listeners out there,
yes.
In your own words.
In my own words.
Why should people that live in Chicago mm-hmm. and don't live in Chicago mm-hmm. that are listening, because we're broadcast all over the world right now.
Right.
Anybody that visits Chicago, your daughter didn't ask, are you from the 606 zip code? Right? Are you from Chicago? Or, you know, if a call goes out, are they from Grand and, you know, are they from the Gold Coast? Are they from Hegwisch? Are they from the other, you know, back of the yards and all the other neighborhoods that we got? When the call came out, she went. right?
Yes.
So what would you like? We only got a couple minutes here, and I want to give you the dance floor for the next 2 minutes.
I like to dance.
I'm sure you do. You know what? So do I. I'll tell you what. I am a great dancer, and I'll tell you.
Please don't.
Just dance at home, though.
This is one of the greatest songs. See, that's my opening move there, Alderman. So, in all seriousness.
Yes.
Let's get the message out.
Sure.
For our listeners out there that want to participate and help us today, what's your message to them?
My message would simply be help those that need help. And in honor of Ariana, I would never want to see a mother in my shoes. It's a struggle every day. And if a vest or you not eating lunch this week
right.
can help our officer, let's do it. Let's make it happen.
Or better yet, how about 100 people give $5?
That sounds good to me, too.
We can move that $500 from the line item of the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation over to help families, which we hope we never have, to help other families to go through something that you went through. But in the event that it does, wouldn't it be nice to have that $500 to support you and your families and other families?
Yes, it would be amazing. It would be amazing. And I know the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation would be forever grateful.
Well, may your daughter's memory be an eternal blessing.
Thank you.
May your days be short and her memory be long.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Alderman, you want to give the phone number if our listeners want to help us out here?
872-262-8378.
One more time.
872-262-8378.
And that website, bud?
CPDvest.com.
All right, we're putting up the Dan Hampton Autograph Footballs Hall of Fame Dan Hampton. We have four of them. Phone number one more time if our listeners want to participate.
872-262-8378.
We have four footballs. The first four listeners that say that donate $500 and say Dan Hampton football, they're yours. Thank you, Hamp, for donating. Miss Moon, thank you for your time.
Absolutely.
You're a beautiful person. Sorry I didn't have a chance to meet your daughter, but I'm sure she is equally as beautiful.
Thank you.
All right. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN, the Vestathon. We'll be back. I'd like to thank the men and women of the bagpipes and drums of the Emerald Society, Chicago Police Department. I asked them to play Havana Gila, and they showed me the door. Kind of rude, Alderman, don't you think? Or appropriate?
I think it's appropriate.
Okay, phone number we've got four Dan Hampton balls up, autograph. That came out wrong. We have four Hall of Fame autograph footballs. I don't think Dan wants to give away the other ones. He's a big man and nice guy, but don't go there. We have four signed autographed footballs from Hall of Famer Dan Hampton. Alderman, the first four listeners that donate $500, at what number?
872-262-8378 or cpdvest.com.
All right, this isn't the city council. Can you talk a little slower, please, so our listeners could get it? What's that number again?
872-262-8378.
Commander Ward has blessed us in studio. How are you, Commander Ward?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
You've been a commander for how many years?
Almost 3 years now.
Almost 3 years. Mm-hmm. 2024, which was last year, you had two calls of officers shot from your district, which is Harrison and Kedzie, also known as the Fillmore District.
Yes.
Can you walk us through as a commander? Can you explain what a commander is for everybody that is listening that has no idea what a commander is? Can you quickly explain that, please?
Sure. The commander is a leader of a district of about 250 to 300 officers, not just police officers, but also civilians. We have a particular area that we cover. My area is West Garfield, East Garfield, North Lawndale, and Humboldt Park, which is a pretty large area mm-hmm. in terms of the amount of residents that live there. So basically, I am what you consider a small chief.
Yeah.
Because people say when you're the commander of a district in Chicago, you can actually be a chief anywhere. So I pretty much have the power to ensure that my officers are safe, ensure the residents of those communities that I serve are safe, and just to make sure that crime is coming down as much as possible, and just taking care of everyone that's in involved with the 11th district.
Or you're at the bottom of the hill with the 1 gallon bucket with 10 gallons coming at you every single minute of every day. Is that better?
Pretty much?
Yes. Well, thank you for your service. God bless you. Okay, so you've been the commander for 3 years.
Yes.
Last year in 2024, two of your officers were shot. And two of your officers' lives were saved by bulletproof vests.
Yes.
Can you walk us through as a commander? You're getting calls every day. Your cell phone's going. You can't go anywhere, do anything without something coming in. They're coming at you every single direction, right? It could be the alderman, these guys over here at City Hall. It could be the mayor's office. It could be the community. You've got everything. You got officers. You got personal problems. You got everything coming at you.
Yes.
You get that call that your officer shot twice in 1 year. Walk us through what happens as a commander. What goes on in your head?
So let's talk about the first officer. It was midnight. So, of course, I'm at home. I'm resting.
Chilling, right?
Sleeping, trying to get as much rest as possible. And to get that call, your heart drops. Mm-hmm. Because you know something has happened to one of your officers. And the fact that you know you don't have any time to think, you just get up, you get dressed, and you go.
You go.
Because you want to, you know, first make sure the officer is okay. And in even that, not just that officer, but officers that are responding also to the scene to assist, your heart just drops. You know, I'm a parent, mm-hmm. and I'm sure, you know, regardless of how old you get, you know, parents still are concerned about their children. And so just to get that call, the first thing I say is, how is the officer? Where is the officer? As I'm driving back to the district. But to hear that and then see it, but then to see that my officers were okay was a relief.
Yeah.
And to know that without the vest, they would not be here. So we praise God and thank God that, you know, the vest. We need that bulletproof vest. We need to get behind the vest, the citizens, the community, all over the world to understand that without that vest, some of our officers would not be here.
Did you break any Guinness Book of World Records getting dressed from the call and to your car? Was it? It's a blur. I'll bet you don't even remember.
I actually don't. I remember is just getting up, throwing on my clothes, and then talking, listening to the radio and talking on the phone on my way. Of course, lights and sirens.
Sure.
Because I live south, so I have to come all the way west. And to do that, you have to make sure you get there safely.
Right.
But you're thinking, the whole time you're thinking about your officers. Are they okay? Who else is hurt? Anybody else get hurt? Any residents get hurt? I mean, you're thinking about everything, but you're first and foremost, you're worried about your officers.
The police bulletproof vests, the officers get them when they graduate the academy. Officers' bodies change. We have 20 degrees today. It could be 90 degrees in 120 days. We could be 90 and 115 with the humidity. You know, you're a Chicago gal. You know what it is here. We could have 40 below with the wind chill factor outside.
Yes.
And officers will be at Lollapalooza, less than a half a mile away here in Grant Park, sweating, schwitzing all day long.
Yes.
The bulletproof vests, it is a vital part of your daily job. It's like a construction worker not wearing a hard hat or safety glasses or steel-toed boots. I don't understand why it's not replaced. And again, we can't get political, so I'm not going to go political. But it just upsets me so much that I've got to say that I, as a Chicagoan, in air quotes, living in Northbrook, respect the hell what you do.
Thank you.
And I respect what your officers do on a daily basis.
Thank you.
And can you quickly, I know we have one officer coming in, Edwin coming in later to talk about his experience. Can you just quickly, before we hit a break in 2 minutes here, Commander, what happened with the other officer? Can you give us an overview as much as you can?
Sure. Not to talk about, of course, Officer Gramejo, or FTO Gramejo. The other officer that was injured in a line of duty, luckily it did not hit his vest. It hit his arm.
Thank God.
But he still is going through surgeries. And so people don't understand that even though the officer is still alive, there's still a lot of, you know, physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental issues that they have to deal with being shot. So, you know, and then they have families,
right.
And they go through things. And some, you know, officers tend to be strong individuals. Some of them don't want to talk. Some of them don't want to say what's going on, and they keep to themselves. But we try to reach out to them as much as possible and do things with them and ask them if they need anything, take them to their doctor's appointments, things of that nature to let them know we're still here for you no matter what.
Phone number, Alderman, 872-262-8378. On the website, cpdvest.com. John in Mount Prospect, $1,500, only wants one ball. There you go. Guy in Mount Prospect, west of me.
Thank you.
Big shout out, props. So in closing, what does, as a commander, I got 2 minutes before the break, so you got the dance floor, all right? How important is the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation to you as being a leader of your district?
Well, I want to say this. Myself, before I became a commander, I actually utilized the Get Behind the Vest. I've gotten two vests.
Great.
And I still have one of them. Of course, it's getting ready to expire, but I'm also soon to retire. So,
we got you on for 15 more years. We just signed you up.
Okay.
Superintendent Snelling's in the other room. We're like, yeah, she's going to go for another 15.
Yeah, okay. But it is just, it's so important what the Police Memorial Foundation, Chicago Police Memorial Foundation, is doing for our officers. When I came on the job, it had just started pretty much. And to say that they're here for the officers to ensure their safety, because that's a cost that they don't have to worry about. Mm-hmm. The vest cost anywhere from between $1,200 and $1,500. So to be able to have the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation donate the vest and the officers actually take advantage of it, it's just awesome.
Well, thank you, and thank your command staff for what you do and what they do. And if you could send them and all the officers in your district, thank them for us.
Will do.
All right.
Thank you.
Alderman, phone number? 872-262-8378. All four Dan Hampton's autograph balls are gone. I was going to say all four Dan Hampton's balls are gone, but that would have been a little awkward. All of Dan Hampton's autograph balls are gone. Jude and Niles, Eileen and Barrington, and Barbara in Chicago, along with her friend John in Mount Prospect, we are raising money for the men and women of the Chicago Police Memorial, men and women of the Chicago Police Department. So the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation can move that money over to take care of families that need it more. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. We've got Superintendent Snelling coming up after the break.
Now, here's David Hochberg.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200. Dan Hampton's autograph balls are gone. We have five pairs of tickets left to join me. And if you don't want me there, we'll send somebody else. In the Team Hochberg suite at the United Center for the Blackhawks, Pittsburgh Penguins game, $1,000 per set. There's two tickets, $1,000 per pair, food, beverage, and you know, they're playing pretty well. So that's a great, great cause. Great, might be able to write it off, talk to your CPA. So if our listeners want to get a hold of that, plus we've got up right now four autograph sweaters and Bandido tequila bottles from Chris Chelios, Hall of Fame number 7 in your heart of the Chicago Blackhawks. Mr. Chelios graciously has agreed to sign 7 sweaters and Bandido bottles. First person that calls for a donate $750, we have 4 of them. We'll get that. In addition, you'll be entered into winning a fishing trip at Black Island Fishing or group, blackisland.com, up to 6 people, $13,000 value. Every listener that donates at least $500 so we can purchase a vest for a officer of the Chicago Police Department will be entered for this giveaway. Up to 6 people up at the Black Island Lodge, $13,000 donation, $13,000 value. Alderman O'Shea, that phone number, 872-262-8378. One more time, 872-262-8378. Website, cpdvest.com. Special shout to Dawn, Maria, Laura, Therese, Val, Patty, Ann, Jeanette, Alexis, Erica, Marty, Sharita, Marianne, Eleanor, Tandria, Nicole, Gloria, Felicia, Sarita, Your husband's got terrible handwriting. Jacqueline, Lil something, and Sue. Thank you for volunteering and manning the phones. Superintendent Snelling, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am great. Thank you for coming back. We didn't scare you off last year. We appreciate you and for the great work that you do. So thank you. I mentioned during the break what a great job you and your team did during the Democratic National Convention. I just want to thank you on air for that as well.
Thank you, and thank you for the work that you're doing here for the men and women who are out there protecting the city. It's really important. And as far as the DNC, couldn't have been successful without the work of the troops on the ground. They did a great job.
How much training went into that?
A year's worth. So it was just nonstop, constantly. And, you know, the officers bought in. They were ready to protect the city at the cost and the expense of their own personal lives. And they did a great job. And I've said it a million times, I couldn't be more proud of the work that they did.
I had friends in other towns call me up, said this, quote unquote, your police superintendent's a badass. So I just want you to let you know, that's from me to you, from my friend out in Long Island. Okay. So he's like, this guy, I wouldn't want to mess with him. I'm like, yeah, we finally got a police superintendent who's tough as nails and is from Chicago, which matters. So thank you. I want to get to police vests. I had a couple of chiefs. I said, hey, I'm having Superintendent Snelling on. Give me a great question. So if this question's horrible, it's because of Steve Cass Stevens, retired police chief of Buffalo Grove. Do you know any police officers who were shot and saved by their vest or stabbed or that the police vest helped them survive a car crash?
Yes.
Can you dive a little deeper into that, Superintendent?
Well, you know, the vest, even when we're talking about a knife attack, it's actually harder to protect the officer from a knife attack than it is from a gunshot. There have been several officers, especially just in this past year, who were saved by their vests from gunshot wounds. You just can't say enough about that level of protection, especially now where we've seen that there's been an increase in attacks on police officers and shots fired toward police officers. As you know, we've lost multiple officers in this past year and over the past few years in the line of duty where officers have been shot. So the vest is very important for protecting the officer. It can't protect everything,
sure,
but it does protect a very vital part of the body that could help an officer survive if he or she is shot in those areas.
Coming back after out of the break, can you talk deeper about what the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation means to you as the superintendent? We had a commander in prior to you, and she talked about how important it was for her and her district. Can you just go through what it means to have this great organization stand behind you and the men and women in your ranks if, God forbid, something goes wrong and, God forbid, you get that call that we don't want you to get? We got to take a quick break, so you got a couple minutes to think about it. No pressure. 312-981-72. No, we don't want that number. What's the number, Alderman?
872-262-8378. 872-262-8378.
Four autographed sweaters from Hall of Famer Chris Chelios and four signed Bandito tequila bottles from Chris Chelios is going to go out right now for $750. The first four listeners that donate $750, not only will you get the autographed Hall of Fame Chris Chelios Blackhawk sweater and tequila bottle, but you'll also be entered into the Black Island fishing trip giveaway here. So up to six people, 13 grand. Go to blackisland.com. We're going to take a quick break, come back with Superintendent Snelling after these messages. 312-981-7200. Can you get a picture of this side? My right side, it's better. 312-981-7200. We got the Chicago Police Department's photographer here. He was here last year. I got no pictures. Just want to make sure I get some coverage this year. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back. Those drums that Donnie thinks that somebody's attacking him in the newsroom are the drums and the bagpipes of the bagpipes and drums of the Emerald Society of Chicago Police Department. And we appreciate them being here. Four autographed sweaters from Hall of Fame Chris Chelios and a signed autographed bottle of Bandido tequila. And somebody wanted to know how much tequila there was. And I'm just like, enough to get you drunk. I mean, what type of question do we got here? Like, so the bottle's big enough for Chris Chelios to sign his name. Do we really got to get specific? We got four of those, $750 each. We're trying to raise it. And everybody that donates at least $500, we're over. How much, Maureen, how much are we up to so far?
Total about 33,000 now.
33,000, Chief, Superintendent. Not even an hour and a half into this. So no pressure. We're trying to double it in the next 8 minutes before you have to leave. So you better bring it. No, we got some questions here for you, Superintendent, from the text line. Is there a hiring freeze for the CPD, and when is that freeze going to be lifted? My son is joining the Marine Reserves and wants to become an officer when he gets back.
There is no hiring freeze right now, and whosever son that is very welcome to join the Chicago Police Department, especially when we know that people have a service mindset. Sounds like this is a person that we can use here at the Chicago Police Department.
Got it. And then one after that, David, please ask the superintendent, if the police officer is shot in the vest, does the vest have to be replaced, or can that officer continue using that vest?
No, the vest has to be replaced. It's damaged at that point, and it's no longer 100%, so you can't guarantee that it will stop another bullet if the officer faces the same situation.
All right, we had Commander, hang on, I've got her name right here, Davina Ward was in here, and she was talking about her experience. She had two officers shot in her district. What is it like for you when that call comes in? When you're at home, you're trying to relax, which you can never relax. You knew when you took the job, forget about it, right? You're on. Even when you're sleeping, you're on. So when that call comes in, Superintendent, what goes through your head? And just bring us into that moment.
You know, it's one of the worst calls that you can get, because the first thing that you think, and the first thing that goes through your mind, is that you're hoping and praying that the officer is okay, and mm-hmm. that the officer is going to work through this and survive. The worst case scenario, obviously, you never want to hear. You never want to be a part of it. It never gets easier. And it's something that weighs heavily on you forever. I've dealt with situations where officers were killed in the line of duty since the time that I started the job 33 years ago. And you just never forget it. And when you've had some contact with these officers, and you know that they were out there working and trying to protect the city, and they gave their lives for that, you can't describe the feeling. It's like losing a family member.
Knowing that the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation is there for you as the superintendent, and your deputies, and your chain of command, and more importantly, the family members. Okay, so we heard Commander Ward talk about that, how important it was for her and her team. How important, what does it mean for you and your team?
Well, it means everything. You know, we also come in contact with the family members of fallen members, the Gold Star families. And we watch them suffer through this mm-hmm. for years. This is something that they never get over. The pain is always there. And between us, and let me just take a minute to thank retired Commander Maureen Begain for heading up projects like this. She's done some excellent work with the foundation and reaching out to the department and our members and Gold Star family members. And I really have to thank Alderman Matt O'Shea for the work that he's been doing. I'm just always there, especially when an officer is hurt, injured, always right there with us. So I just want to thank them and don't want to lose that. But what they mean everything, not only to the department, but to the family members. Because, you know, once we have a family of a fallen member, they're our family also. Mm-hmm. And we just want to make sure that we reach out to them also. And the Memorial Foundation has been great conduit between the police department and those family members. So just that continued support from the organization has been really helpful to the department and the families.
Can you talk about, as a superintendent, and you worked your way up through the ranks, and as you worked your way up through through the ranks. Maureen gave a story, explained her own experience where her vest was outdated, but she waited another couple of years. How many times do you hear that through your, you know, everyday, you know, monthly duties that police officers can't afford with their trousers, with their shirts, with their outer gear, with their boots and their shoes that they have to buy, and their hats and their gun and their bullets? What they get, and again, I'm not going political here, but what they get to cover everything. Right, you go through a Chicago winter night with the slush and the snow and the rain sideways and all, and your boots get soaking wet. You can't wear them the next day. Well, you can, but then your feet are going to be all screwed up. You need two sets of boots. You need two sets of shoes. You guys are walking the beats and the gals are walking the beats. You burn through those shoes left and right. Right, you're out in minus below weather with the wind chill. You need winter gear on you. You're not going to walk around with your windbreaker, you know, that you'd wear in a spring rainstorm. There's limited amount of money that goes around. What? How do you address that? Like that these men and women don't have enough money to cover a basic bulletproof vest. What, you go on a construction site? They have to wear hard toe, steel-toed boots. They got to wear safety glasses. They got to have harnesses. They got to wear hard hats. Same thing for you. Can you address that, Superintendent?
Well, you know, most in the majority of our uniforms, we purchase ourselves. You know, a question came up last year about a uniform allowance. Yes, there is a uniform allowance. However, when officers are working, they get into a physical struggle with sure. someone, tear the uniform, they get hurt, injured, they have to replace those uniforms. Mm-hmm. Uniform allowance is a set amount to cover replacements for every year, but it doesn't replace a uniform every time a uniform gets ruined. Same thing with the vest. Once that vest expires, it doesn't have the same safety measure and the same protection once it expires. It breaks down through a lot of things. Sweat, and you work through the summer, you're sweating on it. The wintertime, same sure. thing. And that needs to be replaced for the safety of that officer. So when it comes to uniforms, that money comes out of pocket. Mm-hmm. And listen, police officers, like everybody else, they have bills to pay, they have families to take care of, and day-to-day life situations. So we encounter things on a daily basis where we may tear our uniforms.
Sure.
We may destroy our uniforms at times, but they have to be replaced because that's the only way the officer is going to be able to return to work and set the standard for everyone else.
I'll give you an example. Your good friend, David Byrne. He's a chief up in DeKalb. When he was ISP covering the South Side, he told this story on our podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois. He was chasing somebody on the South Side through the neighborhoods. His pants got caught on a chain link fence, cut it. He kept running, right? Thank God, because you know David Byrd typically doesn't wear underpants. I'm just letting you know that, Superintendent Snow.
I did not know that.
I'm just letting you know we're close. We'll edit this out before it goes to air. But he was chasing basically in his boxers. He wasn't stopping the pursuit because he had no pants, but it had to be replaced, right? Those trousers have to be replaced. His shirt that he was wearing have to be replaced. And it comes out of their daily, everyday life. And that's where the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation comes in to fill that void. So we got a minute left before the break. We got to fire up the bagpipes because we got to go out with that. As a superintendent, what would you like the listeners of the Chicagoland area and everybody listening online to get them to donate? What would be your words?
Here's what I would like for people to know that they don't know, and it's normally not reported. The number of lives that police officers save on a daily basis by putting themselves in harm's way. Not only do they save lives by stopping people who are attempting to perform a violent crime against someone, but we have officers who have applied tourniquets to people who are bleeding out, mm-hmm. Which exposes them, and they get blood all over their uniforms. Those things have to be replaced. And I would want everybody to know that what you know about police officers, you really don't know enough. And if you can dive a little deeper and see what officers are seeing on a daily basis, what they're dealing with, the lives that they save, and how much they care about people in this city, I think people would have a better understanding of what police officers do and a greater appreciation for them.
Well, thank you for what you do. Thank you for being an amazing leader. It's great that we have a leader of our police department here. And I say from Northbrook, our police department, because you, I view you as my police superintendent when I come to Chicago for everything that you do. And I'm very proud that we have a guy from Chicago, from the neighborhoods that's worked their way up, that's running the Chicago Police Department. It's refreshing, and it shows. And you could tell with the great job you did with the Democratic National Convention and every day that your men and women are out there, and whenever there's a press conference, the respect that you portray on TV and over the radio, I want to thank you for that. And I know there's thousands of other people out there that respect the hell out of what you do and what you brought back to dignity and respect to the Chicago Police Department and the rank and file. Because I've got men and women, I go up to them every time at a stoplight, I thank them. And I encourage everybody to do that. So thank you for what you do. I only see you twice a year. I'm sure that's two times, once too many for you. But I appreciate you coming in and spending the time and letting us bust chops a little bit. But again, thank you for what you do.
And let me say thank you. Thank you for bringing attention to this and all of the work that you do in raising money for our police officers. And lastly, my leadership team. Just can't say enough about all of the chiefs who were out there during that Democratic National Convention, mm-hmm. because without their leadership, it couldn't have been possible.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to be back after these messages. Phone number, Alderman, that's what you're here for. Look on, wake up. Let's go.
872-262-8378, 872-262-8378, or cpdvest.com.
Can we get some headshots this way? Can you? All right. Thank you. About damn time. All right. This is the this is the Vest-a-thon on WGN. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back. Alderman, you awake?
Still with you.
Bagpipes and drums of the Emerald Society, Chicago Police Department. I guess in the play. Havana Gila, Alderman, in honor of actor David Eichenberg.
Eichenberg. You're so from Northbrook.
I know. Sorry. Bucktown. I figured do a little Havana Gila. They looked at me, and he asked me to leave.
There you go.
How rude. How rude,
Nobody
Dave.
Knows what you're talking about.
Dave,
As usual.
Eight more, we could have a minion, Dave, right?
We're going to step into
Just eight more.
There you go.
Just Google that for everybody. All you Gentiles out there, what a minion is. You need 10 Jews in order to pray. Okay, Alderman, stay with it. Okay. What's the phone number for our listeners want to donate? $500, $750 for the Chris Chelios sweater and autographed bottle of tequila. We're also bringing into the mix four Dennis Savard autographed jerseys. Hall of Fame, Dennis Savard. A.K.A. Savvy, number 18 in your hearts. Great hockey player. Great guy, always there for us for this event. Phone number if our listeners want to donate.
872-262-8378. 872-262-8378. Or cpdvest.com.
We're over $35,000, so if I think 37. So thank you to our listeners. Everybody that donates at least $500 will be entered into a drawing to win the free $13,000 fishing trip up at a great fishing company that I can't locate right now. Somebody can locate that. BlackIsland.com. It's a $13,000 value. Up to six people can go on this amazing fishing trip at that lodge. Shout out to Jeff and Northbrook. $1,000 be joining me in the suite. We have four pairs left on April 6th, Sunday, for the Blackhawks game in the Team Hochberg suite up in the penthouse. Carol Handler, $500, Illinois, Chicago, $500, Rick D. in Orland Park, $500, Carol Mount Greenwood, thank you, big supporter, two Chelios is left with the tequila, and four Dennis Savard sweaters. Officer Edwin, hang on, I want to make sure I don't mess up your name, Gramajo.
Good morning.
Hold on, I don't have your microphone on. There you go, Edwin. Are you there? There you go.
Good morning. Yeah, that's correct.
You got shot.
Yeah.
You're a field officer, a field training officer.
Yeah.
I watched your interview, which gave me chills. Can you explain what happened?
So basically, last year on March, I think the 2nd, at about 2 a.m., I was working with Officer Belez. I think we were working B-1112. And that's basically from, like, I want to say Pulaski to Central Park and the Vision to Huron. And it's one of the busiest beats in probably the city. So it was the summer, or like the beginning of it, and we were just on routine patrol. So while driving around, we saw a big party of like at least 100 people mm-hmm. out of a house on around Augusta and Hamlin Avenue.
Okay.
So we stopped there for like so once we saw it, we drove around it, and we put our lights on so they could see that we were in the area. We saw a lot of people there, probably like 100. Usually with these big parties, we know that a lot of times like big fights come out of them, mm-hmm. you know, shootings. So we always, whenever we see one, we got to go over the air and let the dispatcher know that that about it, so our supervisors know, you know. A lot of times if it gets too out of hand, like if they make too much noise, you mm-hmm. know, or if they're taking over the whole block, you know, you can be outside, but, I mean, you can't be blocking the road and stuff like that, you know.
Just be respectful.
Right.
So you guys drove back, and you came back, and then all of a sudden you got people opening up on you. I saw the video.
Right.
Two guys with automatic guns there started
right.
raining down lead on you, and
yeah.
you got shot.
It was a couple of guys. I know it was at least two, maybe a little more, maybe three, you know.
Yep.
So after we went there the first time, we left for a little bit to go do something else. We came back, and then the party was still going on. It was probably like 2 a.m., so we came back like 30 minutes after. We were going westbound on Augusta Avenue, just east of Hamlin Avenue.
Yep.
When we, so from my point of view, I wasn't driving this day. My partner was. He was driving westbound on Augusta. And from my point of view, I remember seeing a sedan parked on the street facing eastbound. It was facing me.
Yep.
And then I see a couple people, I want to say three or four, go up to the car and try to open the car doors. But I believe the car was locked. So then after that, I remember seeing a few more people go up behind them, maybe three or four. I'm not 100% sure. But, and then I heard a few pops, and I saw a muscle flash, and then I saw a few faces, like maybe two faces face me, you know? So initially, from the start, at first, like my first impression was that we were getting shot at, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I tell my partner, he did like a maneuver to try to get us out the way. And then I see an alien, and I tell him, go in there for cover, and he goes in there. So then we go into the alley, and I recall that as we were going into the alley, I kept hearing even more shots, you know? So from that, I thought we were getting shot at, you know? I uh-huh. think it was, I think most people would in that circumstance, you know?
When did you realize you were shot?
So
you didn't even realize you were shot.
So initially, I recall that once I saw the window get hit, once I saw the glass break, I felt like needles and pins on my upper body. But I wasn't 100% sure what it was, you know? And I remember looking at myself, and I didn't see any blood or anything like that, you know? And I didn't see, you know? So like I said before, we go into the alley. We make it to the mouth of the alley. We stop there. We get out the car because we want to go around to that block to see if we could see anyone holding a gun, you know, to see, you know, what we could see, you know, if we could try to figure out what happened. So I call a 10-1. I put out the address. Officers come in. Like, I remember, like, calling a 10-1, and then maybe it felt like, I don't know how, but it felt like 10 seconds after, there was, like, at least 15 POs there, you know? It was, I was actually kind of surprised to see that many, you know? And, but I was happy that we, that many showed up, you know? So then we were looking around, trying to see if we could see someone holding a gun, you know, or anything going on. So then, I check myself to see if I have any wounds, and then I check my partner. We check each other, and then
your vest. I gotta hit a break, but your vest saved your life.
100%. So an ambulance comes, and then we go into the ambulance, and they check me, and then one of the paramedics, I think, saw like a perfect circle on my vest.
That's
and
unbelievable.
He asked me if I smoked, and I said no, because it looked like a cigarette burn, like a perfect circle, and on the vest cover. And then, so basically, I take off the vest, I take off my shirt, and then I look down, and I have like a bruise on my, like basically the, like a little bit left of the middle chest area, you know?
Yep.
So basically, if I wasn't wearing this vest, I mean,
you wouldn't be here talking about it today.
You know, there's a high chance I wouldn't be here because, you know, I've seen a lot of shootings where someone even gets hit once in that area, and a lot of times the bullet, it kind of like ricochets inside of them, you know?
Oh, God.
So it's kind of scary thinking about it, you know?
You know, I'd be on the couch. What I got to hit a thank you for what you do.
No problem.
And thank you for sharing your story. We got to hit a break. I'm going to get yelled at for being so late. But thank you for sharing your story with us.
No problem.
All right. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago Vestathon. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back. Dave Eichenberg.
There you go.
Alderman O'Shea. Marine Begain.
Thank you.
There you go.
Got crushing names today.
Man.
Well, just starting out.
Yeah, you're crushing them, all right.
Leaving
them on the floor to get swept up.
Noreen H. from Arlington Heights. Thanks for stepping up. $500 for a Chelios sweater. We've got four Dennis Savards available. Phone number, Alderman?
872-262-8378.
Special thank you to Officer Field Training Officer Edwin Gramajo for reliving his experience. What a horrible experience that is. We are done with the Chelios sweaters. So we are on to, so thank you, our listeners. Denise R. for the Chelios sweater. We're on to the Dennis Savard. Let's concentrate on getting rid of Denny sweaters. 312, phone number, I'm sorry. Go ahead for the vestathon today.
872-262-8378. 872-262-8378.
Dave, does the Alderman have a future in Hollywood given calling out phone numbers and websites on a TV show? Or
I'll tell you something, Dave. He's destined for radio,
yeah.
But he doesn't have the face for radio like you got.
I appreciate that.
There you go. He's much better looking.
Or shoulders.
Listen, can I chime in with something other than like you talking about other everybody's socks and underwear?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Listening to Officer Edwin and being in Chicago for 13 years, being on the streets, being on in neighborhoods of abject poverty and things aren't going well, you hear the story, and I'm going to bring this back to the vest, is that what some of my experiences, at 2 o'clock in the morning and 100 people standing outside, a police officer knows not much is probably going to good come out of this
Nothing
whole
good,
thing.
Right.
And the officers, the men and women, they walk into this
almost every night, someone in some district, some street corner, and sometimes it's prevalent in the neighborhoods, and they're walking in with that kind of pressure sitting on top of them, what they know.
Yeah.
Which doesn't really, you don't get reporters hopping in and going, seeing around the city, what's going on at 3 o'clock in the morning? When we first started doing Chicago Fire, we were down on the south side, and we had shots fired a block away, and I'm not saying I'm anywhere near anything, but we've had a lot of shots fired on our show. Not pretend stuff. And we had shots fired. This time it was a block away, and I turned to a police officer and I said, what should we do in this scenario? Because we were just standing around. He goes, if I were you, I would get out of here. And that's what he says to a civilian, right? But he was standing ground. He was very calm
sure,
about
he's ready.
It. But he's ready. But you also know that that thing is inside of him. And that's not a normal thing for normal people to live with. And that, coming back to the vest, is why our police officers should be as well protected as they possibly can. Not a dime should be wasted or not spent on taking care. And it's a limitation, the vest.
Right.
It only covers so much.
100%.
And that's why I'm here today, because the police officers that I work with and on a day-to-day basis... Dave, what are you rambling on about?
I'm talking to my producer.
I am a very important and significant character on television, okay?
I'm talking to my producer.
Okay, yeah.
You're supposed to act right through it.
Let's get back to something real here and talk to the officer here in charge.
Okay, we've got Officer Lafredo and his canine partner, Bravo. And we got a question, Officer. Can donations be earmarked towards the dogs? And Maureen, you wanted to answer that.
Yes, they can. We'll certainly do that. We have provided for Chicago's canine officers in the past, and we'll continue to do so in the future.
All right, we're going to hold you over, Officer Lafredo, because we kind of went a little long the last segment, and Dave wanted to talk about that great story about how the officer's like, I'd get the hell out of here. And I'll tell you what, the police officers in Highland Park during that 4th of July travesty, they're running towards the fire while everybody's running away. It's a different mentality when you're in law enforcement.
Yes.
Okay, so, and when the call went out, everybody from surrounding towns came, mutual aid, and they hit the buzzer. Everybody came. They didn't ask, and everybody in the Highland Park Police Department that was off that day grabbed their stuff and hauled ass to the Highland Park Police Station to offer their service. All right, we got to take a quick break. Officer Lafredo and K9 Bravo, we're going to push everything back. Tell Sandra, we'll pick her up. We'll squeeze her in the next segment. Alderman, phone number.
David.
872-262-8378. You're here for one specific reason. Give out the phone
number. Listen, I could do it too.
I know, he's horrible. Go ahead.
872-262-8378 or cpdvest.com.
A little more feeling. Okay, we're going to pay some bills. Be right back. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312. Nope. Tell you what, we have an actor in here. We booted the alderman. David Eichenberg. Can you give out the phone number for our listeners who want to donate?
Yeah, 872-262-8378.
That's how I call
it. No, that did not sound, don't sound like that. Please call in and thank you everybody for donating today. It's 872-262-8378. And if you have a computer and want to go to your iPhone or something, go to cpdvest.com.
We have four Eddie Olczyk autographed Chicago Blackhawk sweater. That's U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame, Eddie Olczyk. $500 a pop. We have four of them. Call in now to that number. David, one more time.
Oh, yeah. 872-262-8378.
All right. Kevin B. in Park Ridge took out a Savard sweater. We got one left. And Vesta and Tom G., $500 for a pair for nothing. Did not want anything. So thank you for the donation. Four pairs of tickets to the hockey game in the Team Hochberg Suite. To the Chicago Blackhawks versus the Pittsburgh Penguins game on Sunday, April 6th. So we have Officer Lafredo and canine partner Bravo. Your dog is beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely gorgeous. What does your dog specialize in?
His specialty is explosives. We cover all the special events like Cubs games, Taste of Chicago, Bears games, and
closer to the mic, Officer.
Just okay, go. I'm sorry.
There you go. You're fine. You're fine. There you go.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
So, yeah, we cover all the special events. We also do bomb sweeps for dignitaries. And also answer calls for unattended bags.
Okay. Maureen, we had a text message about canines, if your donation will be put towards the vest for canines. You want to answer that question?
Sure. We absolutely can continue to do that. We've done vests for canine officers in the past, and we'll do so again in the future. The last canine we bought a vest for was Canine Roy.
And those are a little more expensive, right?
They are. That one was $950, I believe.
And Canine Bravo has been on duty how many years, Officer?
Approximately 3 years. Unfortunately, he's going to be retiring within the next month or so.
Okay.
He has terminal cancer, a very rare aggressive cancer, and one of the ways we wanted to honor him was to be on this show.
Okay. Well, it's a golden?
It looks he's like a yellow lab.
Yellow lab.
Yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous dog.
Thank you.
We're sorry for your pending loss.
Thank you.
And may Canine Bravo, as David will say, may his soon-to-be memory be an eternal blessing to you and everybody that he's protected here in the city of Chicago.
Thank you. Prayers for Canine Bravo. He needs it.
Prayers for Canine Bravo. We're going to switch over to Sandra Wortham. Wortham. Sorry. You are the president of the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation Executive Board.
Correct.
What does that mean?
Well, we have an executive board of wonderful community members who are just dedicated to supporting the Chicago Police Department, specifically the families of our fallen officers. And I have the honor, truly, of being the president of that board and really just working with a bunch of awesome people who care about our officers, care about our Gold Star families, and about this city.
Can you tell us a little more about your brother, Tommy?
Sure. So Tommy was a Chicago police officer who was murdered in the line of duty in 2010. Long story short, there was an attempted robbery, and he was ultimately killed.
How did your family... what's that call like?
Well, terribly. For our family, we didn't have to receive a call. Tommy was actually killed in front of our parents' house, and my parents were there. My father is a retired Chicago police sergeant, so when the incident occurred, my father obviously came out, attempted to help Thomas, and ended up being involved in the incident. There were four offenders total. One died that night. Three survived. And so we didn't have to get a call. I will tell you, I got a call because I was not home, but I was on my way home that night. I was about 3 minutes from the house when my mom called me to tell me to come home.
I have no words. How did the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation help you and your family, your mom, your dad, any other brothers and sisters?
No.
Just you, your mom. How did you, I can't even... forget about it. I'm about ready to cry myself. So what?
Okay.
What did they do to help you and your family get through this horrific event?
So I love to tell this part of the story, and I tell it at every event we have. Thomas, his end of watch is May 20th, 2010. It could not have been later than May 22nd of 2010 that I walked out of my room at my parents' house. I was living with them at the time.
Yeah.
And Phil Klein and members of the executive board at the time were sitting on my parents' couch. And I like to say, the rest, as they say, is history. And so for me, doing this work it's a privilege because I will never forget walking out of my room that day and seeing Phil Klein and seeing the other members of the board. And I feel like we have been a part of this family. We were already a part of the department, obviously, through my dad's service and my brother's service, but a part of the Memorial Foundation family, a part of the Gold Star families since that moment. So when we unfortunately have to go make those visits, people always say thank you. And I say, you don't thank me for anything. Anything that I ever do in this role is the least I could do to give back to this foundation, to this department, to our other Gold Star families, because that is what they've done for our family. Really envelop us in love from that day to the present day.
Can you stay around? And that heavy panting is not David Eichinger. It's Canine Bravo. Can you hang out?
Of course.
During the break, we're going to take a quick break. I don't know why my microphone keeps cutting in and out, but we're going to take a quick break here and come back with Chief of Detectives Ursetti after this break. Thank you, Officer, and thank you, Canine Bravo.
Thank you.
We appreciate you coming down, Officer Lafredo. All right, we're going to take a quick break. David, a phone number for our listeners that want to donate?
Yeah, it's not 312, it's 872-262-8378.
And the website?
And the website is cpdvest.com.
We're going to take a quick break. Be right back. I want to personally thank all the listeners for donating today. We are close to $50,000, which enables us to purchase 100 replacement bulletproof vests for the men and women of the Chicago police officers. I will go back over to you, Sandra Wortham, the executive board president. What does that mean that you now know that this just now, we've got Mr. Floor, go to MrFloor.com, type in WGN is donating a portion. This is just on the air. We've got Goodnight Johnny Boy on Grand is going to be donating 50% of the door between 4 and I think 10 o'clock tonight. And we've got Greg and Christina at Chicago Culinary Kitchen in Palatine donating all of the beer from their beer receipts if you buy a certain beer at their facility, at their location today in Palatine. So we're going to be close to 100,000 when all of this is done, which is going to enable you to buy 200 vests. So what does it mean for you as the president of the board to know that what Maureen and her team have budgeted, you can now move that 100 G's over to taking care of families?
So for the board, we are eternally grateful for all of the support from Chicagoans, from the Chicagoland community, from our business community. What I hope people understand is every vest is a potential life saved.
Sure.
We see the stories in the news, but I don't think that anyone other than the people who are out there every day doing this job really conceptualize what it is that these officers face every single day. When most of us hear gunshots, we go the other way.
Yeah.
They go toward the gunshots.
Right.
And unfortunately, through the foundation, we have example after example of times when it doesn't work out how we'd like.
Mm-hmm.
Officers we've lost even in the last 3 years in the line of duty. And so for every donation, for every contribution to this cause, the way I feel is that we are taking another step to help keep our officers safe and alive.
Yep.
And there is nothing more important than we can do. They literally spend every day protecting Chicago, protecting Chicagoans. It is the very least the Chicago community can do to show them that support back. And we are so grateful for that support because no one has to do anything for us and for our officers. And so when people do, we appreciate every single donation.
David Eigenberg, can you give out the phone number? We still have a couple of old check sweaters. Eddie has agreed to sign a couple of sweaters. Hall of Fame, U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame. Eddie, old check. I think we have one Savard sweater left. Could you give out the phone number, sir?
Yeah, you only have to tell me once. But
okay.
Yes, thank you, everybody. 872.
You have a better memory than the alderman.
262-8378. Yep.
One more time.
872-262-8378.
We also have four sets of tickets, four pairs to the Blackhawks game against the Penguins on April 6th. It's a Sunday in the Team Hochberg Suite. Food provided by me, beverages provided by me. If you don't want me there, pay $2,000 and I won't show up. We have Chief of Detectives Orsetti here. Thank you for coming, Chief of Detectives. You're back again. We did not scare you off last year, so we need to do a better job, Antoinette. As Chief of Detectives, what does that mean for our listeners that might not know what you do and what the officers underneath in your department does? Whoop. Hang on to those headsets. Go ahead.
All good. Thank you again for having me. So I appreciate the last thing you said. It is everyone who's in the Bureau that's doing this incredible work. And I think maybe part of the reason why you bring me back here is to talk about one of the hardest thing any detective has to do, which is investigate incidents of officers who have been killed or shot. And unfortunately, that looks like us monitoring the number of times that happens. And I know you brought in some people here today who were talking about incidents where they had been shot. And I think it's important that, you know, even as people will hear the numbers, which I can give you some statistics, but there's nothing like the actual story of what it means to be in an incident where someone is firing upon you and shot. So in the Bureau of Detectives, what we've seen is last year through all of 2024, we had 33 incidents of officers being fired upon, and that was a significant increase.
33 incidents,
which not only was an increase from the year before, where there were 26 incidents, so that's about a 27% increase, but that it's not just one officer who's being fired upon in an incident. So even though there were more incidents in 2024 of officers being fired upon incidents, you actually see in 2023 there were more actual officers who were shot or shot at. So what we see in 2024, we had 62 officers shot or shot at. And compared to 2023, there were 68 officers shot or shot at. So fewer incidents, but more officers in harm's way.
What is the Chicago Police? I've asked this question to all of my police officers and the command that's been in here, including Superintendent Snelling. What does it mean to you as the chief of detectives to know that the families of the police officers that got killed in the line of duty or injured in the line of duty or shot on the line of duty, that your detectives are trying to peel through the onion to get to whoever did it so they could get justice? What does it mean to you to know that the families of the officers that were injured or got killed in action have got the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation and Marine and Phil and their entire team working behind you to support the officer that might have got killed or injured?
You know, it means everything. I'm going to say in the earliest days of an investigation, obviously everything is focused on looking to bring justice, just like you had said. What I think is so incredible about the foundation and what they do is very much, I think it's even with our detectives, you see that the investigators and the supervisors keep relationships. But this foundation, truly, when this department and this foundation says we never forget, we never forget. And it means that it's not just being there to ensure justice, but being on that journey as they try to heal. And I think we see it in a lot of the work that we're increasingly trying to do in the Bureau, which is that when there are these investigations, it's trying to empower survivors and these families to be able to go forward and to do something to honor their loved ones. So I think the foundation does an incredible job with that.
Cool. And the minute we got left, what would you like our listeners to know, and why would you like our listeners to donate?
You know, one thing I do want to mention that we also see in the Bureau that may be lost is the type of weaponry that we are seeing. Increasingly, what we are seeing are machine gun conversion devices. What that means is that they're overriding the mechanism for a semi-automatic weapon to make it fully automatic. It means that a number of rounds can be fired in a very short period of time, creating a greater risk. And so, again, when we're talking about vests and them saving lives and what these donations do, it means making that sure that it protects against the type of firepower that our officers, unfortunately, are increasingly seeing out there.
Maureen, you want to add to that real quick or no?
No, we're, again, just honored with the support that comes in for our officers and allows us to be able to do that. Exactly as the chief said, the firepower is real, and we just have to make sure these officers have at least the very minimum that's required to protect them every day.
Sandra, thank you for doing what you did, and sorry for your loss. May your brother's memory be an eternal blessing.
Thank
you.
We're
very sorry.
Thank you for doing this.
Detective, chief of detectives, let's get the proper insignia there, if that's even a word. I make up words on the show all the time. Just roll by it. Thank you for what you do, Antoinette, and all of your detectives. Please keep them safe. Dave, if our listeners want to donate, what's the best number, my friend?
You can call up some of your other friends and cousins and aunts and uncles and say, because you have an opportunity today to help out. So reach out to the people around you also if they're not listening to the radio show this morning with David Hochberg. And dial 872-262-8378.
And CPDvest.com, we're going to take a quick break. Be back after these messages. I keep doing that. Dave, what's
872-262-8378.
We've got two more pairs of the Blackhawks tickets to enjoy the Blackhawks game on April 6th with me up in the suite. Team Hochberg Suite in the penthouse, food and beverage, all that will be included. We've got a couple of, I think one more Dennis Savard. We're going to throw the, here's something special, Jeremy Roenick. We have two Jeremy Roenick, thank you to JR, recent addition to the Hockey Hall of Fame. Two autographed sweaters from Jeremy Roenick. John, let the girl, ladies know in the call center. First $500, two people that, the two listeners, $500 get JR autographed sweater. All the sweaters are provided by Team Hochberg. That's our donation to this fine event here. In studio today, we have Kevin Graham and attorney David Petrick. David, you gave a unbelievable donation of $2,500, and you wanted to put something else out there.
I'd like to donate a 20, match up to $2,500 for an additional five people. Hopefully, we'll call right away for $500 each. I'll donate that. I think you're part of a raffle. I'll donate my entries back to whoever those people are to let them enter the raffle. And let's close this off strong. We need to support our brave men that allow me to do what I do every single day. So
you're not a fisherman? You look like a fisherman. The first time I met you, I'm like, Dave Petrick's a fisherman.
Prior life.
Everybody that donates $500 gets entered into the blackisland.com fishing trip, up to six people, lodging, lakefront cabins with towels, linens, private bath, refrigerator, and maid service, up to six folks, $13,000 value, $13,000 value. David Eichinger, you want to give that phone number that our listeners could call?
Okay, David Holberg, 872-262-8378. You have not given me a second. Do I got a second? I got a coat from I work Chicago Fire. It'll be signed by the entire cast.
Oh, cool!
And it's got a bunch of the Chicago Fire Department stuff on it. It's a quilted coat, and I have a signed helmet from the cast of Chicago Fire. If someone wants to throw in a couple of bucks for that,
what are we putting $500 on that?
You're the sales rep.
Yeah, let's go $500. I mean, you're kind of a big deal.
Oh. Not in my house.
Well, I know you. Well, my house either. Well, my house you are. I'm not. All right, we also have Kevin Graham. Kevin, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me here today.
You've got a pretty big position here, supporting police officers. You want to explain that?
What I do is I work for the Professional Counseling Division, Unit 128 of the Chicago Police Department. I'm still a police officer after more than 40 years, and it's a real honor to be able to go out there and help officers when they're at their very toughest point.
Sure.
And sometimes it's working with their families as well. Sometimes they've been shot at, sometimes they have been in traumatic incidents, and sometimes they have been shot. And making sure that they have a proper vest is extremely important. And whether people are in Highland Park, or they're in Matteson, or they're in Addison, Illinois, or wherever they're at, this is important. They have the ability to help out police officers in Chicago.
Or in Alderman Conway's ward, who's on the phone. How are you, Alderman?
I am doing fantastic. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. I hear you're off on vacation this weekend, and you couldn't make it down here. You had something better going on, Alderman?
I am actually on military duty right now. We've had a little bit of upheaval in the military, so it has been an interesting drill weekend.
I can imagine. You're the Alderman. My friend David Flansbaum owns Viaggio in your ward.
David's a great guy, and we're lucky to have Viaggio in the 34th Ward, for sure.
Yeah, good friend of mine over 30 years, great guy. You are having, Alderman O'Shea's having a pancake breakfast tomorrow down at 102, is that the right way to say it, Maureen? 102-00 South Washtenaw at St. Fisher's. David Eichinger and I will be... Eichenberg and I will be... Why do I keep calling it Eichenberg?
Eichenberg. I don't know.
Eichenberg will be the only two Jews there. So we are looking for eight more Jewish members. You're having a...
we'll make a menu.
Yeah, we'll have a menu.
Say some
there.
Prayers.
So Alderman Conway, you're having a pancake breakfast on the last Sunday in March.
Yeah, we are having it March 30th at St. Ignatius. I have, absolutely came from Alderman O'Shea's events. What do they say? Good artists copy, great artists steal. Where imitation's the highest form of flattery. I have attended that. I got a lot of family in Mount Greenwood, so had been to the event there, and spoke to some folks about it. We're doing it at St. Ignatius on March 30th, and we're very very excited about it. And it is, of course, the most worthy of causes, as you all know.
Yep. And we extend an invitation to your chief of staff, Marty, to come on our show on the 29th to promote it the day before the event.
Wonderful. I appreciate that, and I say that. I also will say it is unconscionable that the city doesn't provide this, but happy that we can do it to provide bulletproof vests in a different way. And I say that not only as somebody who obviously has a great deal of respect for everything the police go through, but also as somebody who wore a bulletproof vest in Afghanistan when I was deployed there. So. Not something we should be skimping on,
no,
to say the least.
Construction workers go to work with steel-toed boots, harnesses, safety glasses, and hard hats. Would you agree with that, Alderman?
Yeah, I want to leave the construction gear to the construction professionals. But yes, that sounds, considering they do that for their safety, and people in the military go to war in bulletproof vests. Certainly, our officers should do the same. Noting that in the last year we've had two officers shot and killed, as everyone's aware of, certainly Kevin. So not providing the very best protection we can is unconscionable, and that's why we're doing everything we can to do that.
Well, thanks for calling in during your time on duty, serving our country on the weekend. Look forward to having you in studio on the 29th to promote your pancake breakfast.
Absolutely, looking forward to it, and thanks for everything you all are doing to support our police officers.
You got it, buddy. Thanks, and be safe.
All right, thanks.
All right, Kev, now that's a proper way to not answer a question. That's an automatic training right there. I asked him a question, kind of two-stepped it, so that was good. I like that. I think we're going to get along well. In closing here, with your experience 40-plus years in law enforcement, what does it mean to you to know that the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation is there for the family members of the Chicago police officers, of fallen Chicago police officers, and also their spouses, their mothers, their fathers, and their kids?
You know, the Memorial Foundation has been incredibly supportive of the professional counseling unit for a number of years. Today we're asking people to call in to support the Memorial Foundation for vests, but they don't know all of the things that the Memorial Foundation does in making sure that the families who have lost loved ones, mm-hmm. who have been through traumatic incidences, have been there for them and support us in our mission to make sure that they are going to see, we're going to see them through a very tough time in their life. And I have walked into people's lives at some of the worst moments, and the Memorial Foundation has been there as well.
Well, thank you for your time and service. Thank you, Attorney David Petrick, for your $5,000 donation. Willie Wilson for donating $1,000. The Willie Wilson, we all know who Willie Wilson is. The guy just keeps writing checks. He lives right around the corner from here, so thank you to Willie. Thank you to the owner, the gentleman at Wildberry. What is the gentleman's name, that the owner that donated the coupons, the $100 coupons?
Pete Bovis.
We're going to pick. We have two $100 coupons, gift cards. Three. We have three $100 Wildberry coupons. We're going to pick one out of. We're going to pick three people to get the $100 from everybody who donated under $500.
Great.
So they have a chance as well. For everybody that donated over $500, not only do you get the joy of donating and helping us reach our goal, but also get entered into that fishing trip giveaway. So that's very cool. All right, we're going to take a quick break. David, our phone number, Mr. Eigenberg.
I'm going to give you the phone number. I want you to know that everybody has an opportunity. Write down this. The phone number is going to not be here after 1 o'clock, I don't think. But when you go to work tomorrow, you see your friends, you talk to family, your colleagues that you work with, you can tell them the stories of what you heard today, the amazing heroics and the valiant behavior of all the officers in the Chicago Police Department, and tell your friends, families, and relatives about CPDVest.com. You can go to that anytime you want. You get a little bit, you want to help out, it's an opportunity to give back to the city of Chicago and take care of the other people here. And the number is 872-262-8378.
David, Kevin, thank you. Thank you. Alderman Conway, thank you. Maureen, you're not going anywhere. We've got Father Brandt, fasten your seatbelt for this guy. He's coming up next with just his calamity, and he's going to take us out with a prayer. And we're going to leave with Amazing Grace with the bagpipes and drums of the Emerald Society of the Chicago Police Department. This is Home Team Chicago Vestathon on WGN. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back. That is the bagpipes and drums of the Emerald Society of the Chicago Police Department. Just want to let you know that I did ask them for the record, Father Brandt, to play Havana Gila, and they refused. So, Father Brandt, will you please have a talk with them after the show for me?
Yes, about it.
I asked for a Training Men last year. They turned me down. And I asked for Havana Gila. Got turned down. You think I could at least get a song played, Father Brandt?
I love it. I love it. My boss himself was a Jewish guy, and 2,000 years ago, he was quite the hero, and he remains so today. We're going to pray his name today, if you don't mind. Can I tell you a quick story about Matt O'Shea? How long do I have?
You've got, no,
six cut seconds.
Him off, cut him off.
I know.
You give him six, it'll take 6 minutes. No,
I need a half hour.
Yeah, I know you
Matt
do.
Matt O'Shea is a hero of mine. He was shopping at Mariano's a couple months ago, just before Christmas, and the woman in front of him at the checkout, her groceries were all bagged in the cart, and her credit card got declined. Matt O'Shea, Alderman Matt O'Shea, 19th Ward, is so lucky to have him. He realized what was going on, and he did the right thing. He walked that woman around the store and helped her put all those groceries back on the shelf.
Oh, man, that God is bless. Brutal. Oh, Father.
God bless
Father,
him, Father. God bless him.
So, this day in history, men and ladies, we honor the fallen. The Memorial Foundation has on their star, on their logo, never forget. And we try to never forget. So here in Chicago, on this day in history, the 22nd of February, in the year 1929, we lost Patrolman Arthur Vollmer. On this day in 1937, we lost Police Officer Bernard Klink. On this day in 1938, my mother's year of birth, Carlton Bruce, here in Chicago, he was killed in the line of duty. And Sergeant Al Haymaker, more recently, 2010, 15 years ago today, we lost Sergeant Al Haymaker. So right here in Chicago, we've got quite the sadly, every day, because we have over 600 names on our memorial wall, every day we have at least a couple of names and officers to remember and families to pray for. So how about just a moment of air silence? I know air silence is an expensive thing to give, but how about a moment of silence for all of the above and so many others who have lost their lives in service to the people of this great city? Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and the perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. Amen.
Amen.
Fellas, ladies, amen. Thank you for allowing me to join you today. I'm sorry I couldn't be there in person, but I am grateful for your closing out with remembering our officers who made the ultimate sacrifice.
Father, I just wanted to, I just, you've got 30 seconds before we'd like you to start the prayer, but throwing it out there, or is that the prayer? That wasn't the prayer.
Jewish?
Yeah. Okay, I guess that was a prayer. I guess
that was a prayer.
Right, now I got to burn another.
He said amen at the end.
You know, so much. I don't.
Amen.
That sounds like
amen. Amen. You would know.
I didn't know. I didn't know. I thought he was.
Oftentimes,
going.
When you walk out of mass that he celebrated, you feel the same way.
Man,
that's because Matt O'Shea always gets there after the collection.
Wow, is that how the Catholic? I didn't know. I mean, we don't do it that way.
Huh?
You know, we're the old book, David, right? And then they borrowed the old book and turned it into a new book. That's what they do.
That's Hebrew. Amen. Amen is amen. Hallelujah is Hebrew.
All right. We got a minute here before we were going to do a prayer and then go into Amazing Grace on the way out. But what is the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation? We'll give you the last word, Father. What does the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation mean to you? And the men and women that you have to speak with when we lose a officer or an officer's hurt?
I'll tell you, I have the most, I am so privileged and so honored to have the role I have, and I am grateful for it. I'm grateful for the Archdiocese allowing for 50 years plus one of our members, one of our priests, to serve in this capacity. And I follow some giants, and I'm honored to do so. It is where the rubber hits the road. I've been in parish ministry before, and I loved that, and I remain active at the parish where I reside, although my principal ministry is to the police department, which is the biggest parish in Chicago, 230 square miles, 11,000 members, plus all our retirees. It is a gift from God, and I thank God for it. And I thank God for people like you who help our officers and help to keep them safe. So thank you all who are listening right now and all who have donated. God bless you.
God bless you, Father, and thank you for joining us again. And thank you for doing what you do for the men and women of the Chicago Police Department. Marine Begain, you and your staff, kudos to you and your staff for busting your rear end to put this together with me.
Thank you
for all the phone calls you've made. Thank you for all of the organization that you brought to this broadcast. David, thank you for coming down and leading your expertise.
My privilege.
Yeah, Matt O'Shea, thanks for holding the door open for everybody to come in the studio. You've been a huge help. Alderman O'Shea of the 19th Ward, you want to plug your pancake breakfast in 15 seconds real quick?
Sure. Those of you that still want to come out and support our Chicago police officers, we'll host our 11th annual Get Behind the Vest Pancake Breakfast tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. till noon at St. John Fisher School.
Thanks for listening, everybody. CPDVest.com. Thank you to the Bagpipes and Drums of the Emerald Society, Chicago Police Department. Please donate.